Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 12th chapter, 11th verse, and also the topic Choke the False Ego. So before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji for brief introduction of today's speaker.
Hare Krishna Mataji, and pranam again. There is a small brief introduction for Sanatan Dharma Das Prabhuji. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Das Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. Prabhuji has studied B.Tech from NIT Trichy. Prabhuji has worked as a senior manager in Tata Motors Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice organization, and he is also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu and Japanese. His degrees include Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC and Teacher's Training Course. There was a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Prabhuji ki jai. I hand over call to you, Mataji, again. Thank you. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Raj Prabhu, for that brief introduction of Prabhuji.
Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I request the organizers to just send me the verse number for confirmation. I'll start with prayers meanwhile. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarini Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindho Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Seva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Kruti Vachalam Bangham Langai Tegirim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, everybody. And this time I'm really happy that without me having to put much of efforts to inspire all of you to turn on videos, you're all there. I'm very happy. Thank you. So we have been discussing this particular episode from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11. Jad Bharat instructs King Rahugan. So this has been going on for quite some time now, right? And also, today there's going to be a very, very wonderful discussion that we're going to have on something, the topic that I gave. How many of you saw the topic that I just made and gave you? You all saw the topic? No?
Yes,
we just came. Okay, saw the topic. That's very nice. Good, good, good. So the conversation between Maharaj Raghun and Jad Bharat is continuing. And we'll directly go to the shloka to save time and have more time for discussion. I'll project the words for all of you. Choke the false ego, right? Jnanam vishuddham paramartham ekam anantaram tva abhir brahma satyam pratyak prashantam bhagavat shabda sanyam yadvasudevam kavayo vadanti. Can someone read the translation for me?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Can I read, Prabhu?
Please, go ahead.
What then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth. It is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is one without a second, all pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is Brahman. Then Paramatma, the super soul, is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the supreme person. All learned scholars described the supreme person as Vasudeva, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So we hear a very similar verse in the first canto, second chapter. Vadanti tas tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. That particular non-dual substance, or the absolute truth, is known sometimes as Brahman, known as Paramatma and Bhagavan. What has happened so far? So after a conversation in the previous chapter, Maharaj Raghugan, he actually asks for the identity of Jadabharat. Really, you have hidden your spiritual sentiments and you appear to be outwardly as a madman, right? So you have assumed the form of a Brahmana, a mad person, but actually you are a very realized person. Yes? And then he glorifies Jadabharat for some time and then asks him to explain what is this Adhyatma Yoga. Yes? Adhyatma Yoga. I would like to know that. So, in the previous section, that is from verse 5 to 10 in this chapter, Jadabharat understands very clearly that Raghugan cannot understand this Adhyatma Yoga. He will repeatedly have doubts till the time he develops some attachment from this world. Yes, attachment from this world. Simple. A very simple example to understand this. If there is a sport that somebody is attached to, a game, it may be rugby, football, cricket, baseball, whatever sport, and that is clashing with our program, then where is the person going to go? Most likely the person will go to watch the game. Correct? There is a class on Bhakti Sangha Japa. Who cares? I have my favorite game to watch. I'm going there to watch. Yes. On the other end, if the person is detached from this particular sport, he becomes detached somehow or the other, then definitely he'll come forward to have some discussion. So Jadabharat ensures that he established the falsity of this material world to invoke detachment. And now after the detachment is invoked, in this particular section, yes, that is today's verse, he's establishing about Lord's qualities, Lord's abode and bhakti. This is the only truth. Yes, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, what is given? The second shloka says very clearly, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam. Yes. Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the Vastav Vastu and something which is the product of this material nature or Maya, that is something which is kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't deal with that. It deals with Vastav Vastu. Vastav Vastu means the actual, original, the real substance. And what is that? That boils down to just three things. That is Bhakta, Bhakti and Bhagavan. The devotees of the Lord, the devotional service and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other than these three subject matters, everything else is nothing but false. So these are the only three things which is substantial and something worth discussing, something worth practicing. Yes. So in this particular shloka, which we have discussed today, so far he spoke, Jadabharat spoke that everything in this material world is false. Then naturally there must be a question, then what is the truth? What's the truth? So this question is answered in this particular shloka, that the truth is something which is beyond the realm of this world, beyond the three gunas. The truth has to be there. And this truth contains everything, including liberation, and it is all pervading. And that truth can be called as Brahman, Paramatma, or Vasudeva, as spoken here. Bhagavan. Yad Vasudevam Kavayo Vedanti. Bhagavan is called here as Vasudeva because right in the start, how does Bhagavatam begin? How does Bhagavatam begin?
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevam.
Thank you so much. Lord's name is revealed there. So there is no need to call him Bhagavan. Is Vasudeva. So Brahman, Paramatma, or Vasudeva. These are the three truths. This is the truth. And everything else is false. So what is the truth in this world? So Vasudeva is the truth. And this is the truth that one has to attain. And it takes a lot of time to attain that. Bahunam janmanam yante jnanavan mam prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So in this particular verse, what is the truth is mentioned and how to attain the truth is mentioned in the next verse, which you will be discussing tomorrow. And the verse after that explains that what is the catalyst to accelerate the attainment of the truth, the association of devotees. So that is mentioned in the next verse, the 13th verse. So like this, there's a series of verses, 11, 12 and 13. So today's word just speaks about what is the truth. But we cannot understand this truth because there is something that stands on the way. What is that? Something really stands on the way for us to understand the truth. What is it?
A false ego.
Thank you so much. That's why I gave the topic. Choking the false ego. It's very obvious. Otherwise, I wouldn't have chosen that. And that false ego is beaten black and blue in the previous verses. And that definitely must have been done by the previous speakers. But I never got a chance to do that. That's why I have, with your kind permission, I'm going to be speaking. Definitely, we'll have some discussion on this verse. But a very practical points I got from the lectures of my spiritual master. Because even in our temple, the same section is going on. Of course, we have reached my Bhagavatam's class. I'll be speaking on the 5.14.1 next in the temple. So we are also just right in here. So to prepare for another Bhagavatam class, I had listen to the lecture of my spiritual master, wherein he beautifully accepts. Because once this false ego is choked, understanding the truth, knowing the process to understand the truth, and finally, last but not the least, one accelerating the advancement in realizing the truth, that is, these three verses 11, 12, and 13 becomes very simple. So, that is why I'll be focusing much on choking of the false ego after we discuss the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, yad advaitam brahmo panishadi tadapi asya tanubha. The meaning of this is the impersonal Brahman effulgence of the absolute truth consists of the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma antaryami purusha iti so asyamsa vibhavah. What is known as Atma and Antaryami? The super soul is but an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chad aishwaryaihi purno ya iha bhagavan sa swayam ayam. So this is the third shloka of Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you see the first few chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela contains 14 prayers. And one chapter is nothing but elaboration on those prayers. They know the Mangalacharan of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So this is the third shloka, which is being quoted here. So this shloka, what does it indicate? This indicates very clear that what is Brahman? Many people, now of course, this is very common in India. Their conception is ultimately, we have to merge with the Brahman. That is the goal of life, to get moksha by merging into Brahman. But one has to understand what is that Brahman. Many people don't know what is a Brahman. So there is a difficulty in people to understand. People say that, well, Brahman is the source of everything, including Bhagavan. On the other hand, Bhagavad Gita very clearly says, Lord Krishna in the 14th chapter, verse number 27 says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Yes. Now, I would like to ask you a simple, what is the nature of soul? Let's just find out. How many of you get attracted to light? Get attracted to light? Really? Okay, you get attracted to light. So when you see tube light, sunlight, you get attracted. Okay. How many of you love light? Love means you fall in love with the light. There are some people lifting here. Okay, and how many of you fall in love with person? They have raised hands for both. This is cheating. You're supposed to love only one thing. You cannot love light. You may get attracted to light. You may get impressed by the light. You cannot fall in love with the light. How can the absolute truth be light? Because the Shastras very clearly says, Raso Vaisaha, Rasam Hi Evayam, Labdhva Anandi Bhavati. That the supreme truth is a Raso Vai. He's full of mellows, loving exchanges. The nature of absolute truth is full of loving exchanges. Saha. Saha means a person. He is full of mellows. Raso Vaisaha, indeed, surely. Rasam Hi Evayam. Labdhva Anandi Bhavati. And his all exchanges, his all reciprocation is nothing but mellows, loving mellows. And when you attain Labdhva Anandi Bhavati, you get happiness. Correct. So we cannot love tube light and sunlight, moonlight, all these things we cannot love. We love a person, and still we had people who lifted their hands. Yes, we love light. Of course, that's relative to we hate darkness. If you say you love light or darkness, then people say light. You love light or you love a person, you would say person. What will you do with light? Nothing else. So people aspire to going to this Brahman with only one reason, that these people, we attain some peace. We want some peace. Yes. We just want to be peaceful. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. That is a peace they want to know. Because they hear, as soon as they hear some activities, my God, we don't want activities. The activities of this world are frustrating. Doesn't give any happiness because they have tried everything. They have tried all pursuits of happiness and ultimately concluded that this entire world is false. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. This world is false. So thus we have to go to Brahman. But these people do not know that there is something beyond the Brahman also. If you read the Upanishads, the ultimate conclusion will be that yes, Brahman is the highest, unfortunately. But when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very clearly says that Brahman is nothing but simply the bodily effulgence of Krishna. What is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete with all six opulences, is Vasudev. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from him. Yes. So this is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which clearly equates Lord Chaitanya to Vasudeva. Jai Gaur Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. Jai Gaur Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Jagannath are non-different. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Sai. Balarama Hoilo Nitai. In this age of Kali Yuga, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of six opulences, has come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Great learned scholars and philosophers accept this after many, many births. Vasudeva Sarvabhiti Samahatmasu Durlabha. I already explained this. The wise man can understand ultimately that, Vasudeva Krishna is the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and the Super Soul. Thus, Vasudeva is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So, what we understand from here is till the time we don't get the mercy of Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas, we all will continuously keep speculating on Shastras. All we do is we read the Shastras and come to wrong conclusion, just like many people do conclude. Yes, there are so many people who know Sanskrit very well. And out of reading their Sanskrit, using their Sanskrit skills, abilities to decode the shlokas, they ultimately conclude that Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. They reach the wrong conclusion. And if they go on like this, it will take them millions and millions of births to understand the Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, we simply have to open Bhagavatam first page. Even if somebody does not have taste in reading. All he has to do is just read the first line of Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you so much. One reaches the conclusion immediately. The truth is given right in the beginning. That's the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right at the beginning, the truth is given. But to realize this truth, people take lifetime after lifetimes if they don't have mercy, causeless mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnavas. Okay. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, same thing. The real tattva, the absolute truth, is Bhagavan. But due to incomplete realization of the absolute truth, people sometimes describe the same Vishnu as impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma. Same verse that I quoted before. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shakti. So from the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam says that satyam param dhimahi, we meditate on the supreme truth. And this dhimahi is in plural. That means Bhagavatam right from beginning, dhimahi in plural, we all. So this promotes Sankirtan. So let us all come together and meditate on the absolute person or Krishna. And that's what we are trying to do here. What is Srimad Bhagavatam class? Srimad Bhagavatam class is an opportunity for all of us to meditate on Krishna, to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, normally it's very hard to be Krishna conscious. Srimad Bhagavatam class is that opportunity which makes us remember Krishna. Are we Krishna conscious in Japa? No, we are rounds conscious in Japa. Kitna, how many rounds have I finished? I've completed all rounds. Yes, complete. See, 16 rounds done for today. Ha, liberated. That's our consciousness during Japa. Because we have not yet attained the first, we have to, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are very clearly mentioned stages of how one develops. First comes Shravana Dasha. Yes. Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha, Smarana Avastha, and then Samadhi. Those of you who have read these stages, very clearly Rupa Goswami Pad mentions. First, one has to be thoroughly saturated by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless that state is not attained, it's very difficult to remember Krishna through Japa. But that doesn't mean we stop Japa. Okay, tomorrow onwards, we will only be Bhakti Sangha, no Japa. So we are Bhakti Sangha institution, organization. No Japa. Why? Because Prabhu told in class. Japa is anyway, what do we do in Japa? We sleep. So why not go take rest on the bed? Forget 16 rounds. No, it's not like that. This is the Yoga Dharma, it has to be done. But one will be able to properly derive benefit of remembering Krishna while chanting when one first attains the Shravana Dasha properly. Shravana Dasha. How many of you are right now in Shravana Dasha? Please turn on videos if you are listening to me. Let's see how many are actually in Shravana Dasha. Okay, some of them are there. Others seem to be disconnected from Shravana Dasha. Some of them are turning, lifting their hands. Usho, yes, yes, we are there, we're there. Don't worry. Okay. So that is why first Srimad Bhagavat, first Shravanam, then Kirtanam. The supreme truth is explained here as Jnanam Vishuddha Satyam. The absolute truth is devoid of material contamination and it's transcendental to the material qualities. It gives all spiritual success and liberation from this material world. Okay. That supreme absolute truth is Krishna or Vasudev. There is no difference between Krishna's inner self and outward body. This one line, right, sums up all the other previous lines. All the other previous lines. Normally in this world, we find that there is soul. Soul is covered by the subtle body. The subtle body is covered by gross body. And all we can see is the gross body. We can experience something of the subtle body, but we definitely cannot have any experience of the soul. That's how this material world is made. Right? On the other hand, in Krishna's case, it's not like that. There's no difference between Krishna's inner. That means you cannot say, oh, Krishna's body and Krishna's soul, they're different. We can never say that because there's absolutely no difference. Krishna's soul is Krishna's body. Krishna's body is Krishna's soul. That is why Krishna is called as Purna or complete. Is very much complete. There is nothing missing in Krishna. So there is no distinction between his body and soul as there is between ours. And the very reason why we experience the difference is because of the conception of false ego. It is the false ego which makes us believe that we are the bodies and makes us forget that we are the soul, makes us forget that we belong to Krishna. That is why the main villain, the notorious guy, is the false ego. And it is actually the false ego that even bewilders a person to think that Brahman is everything and there is nothing called Bhagavan. That's why in just a few minutes we'll try to choke the false ego. Sometimes so-called scholars, not knowing the constitutional position of Krishna, mislead people by saying that Krishna is Krishna within and is different from Krishna without. When Krishna says man mana bhavmat bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru, so-called scholars advise the reader that it is not the Krishna, not the person Krishna to whom one must surrender, but the Krishna within. So this is a famous commentary by a very, very famous politician of India. And Prabhupada is trying to expose the fallacy of his statements. Because Krishna is making it very clear. Man mana. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know what he does in the commentary? When Krishna is saying, Maam ekam sharanam braja, he is telling Krishna is using his right hand, left hand, both and pointing towards him. Maam ekam sharanam braja, it's to me you have to surrender. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Mera bhakt, my devotee. Krishna is pointing, is demonstrating. And still, people are not able to understand. They say, no, not to Krishna. When Krishna says, become my devotee, you have to surrender to the unborn within Krishna. Krishna is just one amongst us. But the unborn within Krishna is someone who is different. This is the perverted understanding of many Mayavadis. This is because of nothing but false ego. So-called scholars, Mayavadis, cannot understand Krishna with their poor fund of knowledge. One should therefore approach an authorized person to understand Krishna. And that authorized person is the spiritual master, because that spiritual master has actually seen Krishna and therefore he can explain Krishna properly. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshina. Without approaching an authorized person, one cannot understand Krishna. So the problem with the Mayavadis, the scholars and those people is that they believe that we can understand scriptures, we can understand Krishna, we can understand everything without the help of Guru. We'll understand the person through our own intelligence. But the problem with one's own intelligence is the intelligence is covered by lust. Krishna tells that in the Bhagavad Gita that there are three places where lust is sitting. Where all the lust is sitting? Yes, where is the lust sitting in three places? What are they?
Senses, mind and intelligence.
Yes, the senses, the mind and intelligence. These are the three places where the lust is sitting. So if one's intelligence is lusty, how is it that one will be able to understand the scriptures with lusty intelligence? One cannot. Still, that is the false ego who makes one believe that yes, through your intelligence you can understand everything. Please go on. You don't need Guru. You can speculate and understand. And you know what is the speculation process? How many of you know what is the process of speculation, jnanis, what they do? How many of you know what do actually they do? Anyone knows here? No, we only hear. But don't worry, I found out in one lecture of Prabhupada, I'll tell you what the jnanis do. The jnanis, they take their hand. And they meditate on the hand. They just meditate on hand, meditate, long time. And after such meditation, they realize we are not the hand. Thank you. Then they meditate on the leg for long time. Meditate. And then they understand that I am not the leg. You understand? At least now you understood how they do. Like this, they meditate on everything. And then they realize that we are not this material body, we are not the mind, we are not the intelligence. And that's how they come to conclusion that we are spirit soul. But their perverted understanding, because they don't have a guru, they think that as soon as we have realized that we are not this body, we are the soul, we have become Narayana. From Jiva, we have become Narayana. That's why the Mayavadis address each other as Namo Narayana. Namo Narayana. That means I offer my obeisances unto you, Narayana, because the person in front of me is also Narayana, I am also Narayana, because he's realized he's the soul. So just by realizing that you're not the body, you're the soul, you're on the platform of jnana. Even that stage of, it is not perfection. It is nothing but one rung of the ladder towards the perfection. Beyond jnana is vijnana. And that is the stage where one realizes the difference between the soul and the super soul. Then one understands that yes, soul is not all in all. There is a super soul who exists, who is there in everybody's bodies. Kshetragyam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Every body contains a soul, but there is one person common in all the bodies, that is super soul, who knows all the kshetras, all the bodies of all living entities. And then, after understanding and realizing the Paramatma, which is Jnana, then Vijnana, one proceeds to the stage of Vishesha Vijnana. That is to understand the relationship between the Jiva and God, and to surrender and serve in whatever capacity of that relationship. That is the perfection. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Otherwise, even at the stage of understanding the difference between Jiva and Paramatma, one can get bewildered. How? Because the false ego is still there. The false ego is still there. Because of which, when one realizes, okay, I'm the soul, there's a super soul beside me, the goal is to merge into the super soul. Or the goal is to become the super soul. Because the false ego is not yet purified. The process of karma purifies the senses. The process of jnana purifies the mind. The process of vijnana or yoga purifies the intelligence. But meanwhile, despite practicing all these three processes, the false ego is right there. And as long and until the false ego is not purified, the lust in the senses, mind and intelligence can regenerate. It can come back. It's not a permanent solution. So what exactly do we do to choke this false ego? That is something we'll try to discuss in the next 15-20 minutes. Okay, so now this is going to be an interactive discussion. So I'll require contribution from everybody. Okay. And as I gave a title, choke the ego. So this C-H-O-K-E is an acronym. It's an acronym. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I got a little bit gap, Prabhuji. I don't know, maybe because of my internet or some, everybody. I'm so sorry to bother.
Not a problem. In case I'm not audible, just put it in the chat. I'll repeat myself. I'll not mind. Are you all able to hear me clearly? Say Haribol in the chat if you can.
Haribol, yes, Prabhu.
Okay, thank you, Raj Prabhu. So it's clear. No worries. So, C-H-O-K-E, choke. So we have to take care of two things now. In this particular sutra, we are going to be discussing few things which increase the false ego. That shouldn't be done. Just like, for example, if a person is diagnosed with jaundice, that person is very clearly told no more oily items. A person shouldn't have oily items. He shouldn't have fried items, deep fried items. That's something he should not have. On the other hand, he eats those fried items, the oily items. What's going to happen? His disease is going to increase and the curing is going to take more time. These are the two things that will happen. It will aggravate the disease, and even the time taken to recuperate and to come back, regain one's normal health, that's going to increase. So there are certain things that we should definitely do by which the false ego shouldn't increase. And the number one thing is to stop taking undue credit for our accomplishment. C for credit. A living entity in this world has a great tendency to take credit for everything that one has done, and to try to somehow prove and take credit for the things that one has not done also. We love to grab credit. We love to glorify ourselves. Of course, in devotee circle, one may not do it directly, but we may do it indirectly. Yes. Hare Krishna, I wanted to ask you, how was the Radhashtami festival which was organized? Oh, it was very nice. Okay, just wanted to mention that I only led the management. He said, I manage the festival. Thank you so much. Or else going and asking, so how is today's darshan? Did you take today's darshan? Just going and asking, did you take today's darshan? Ah, we took today's darshan. Especially did you take the darshan of Srimati Radharani? Yes. She was in sari today. Yes, yes. She was in sari, no? Yeah. So I only dressed her. Going and taking credit for everything. Any other example from your side? How we take credit? We grab credit. We like to tell our own glories to others. Anybody? You're all laughing. That means we have done it sometime or the other. We keep doing it again and again. Cooking. Yes, yes. How was the prasadam today? Especially, did you have the gulab jamuns? Did you have the sweet rice? How was that? Well, I made it. Very well. Okay. So these are all indirect ways in which we will not directly go and say. Indirect way in which we tell all these things. Okay, talking about class also. Yes. How was today's session? You're talking about me, right? I'm going to ask you how is today's session also. Yes. So people try to speak like that in different ways. So this credit-taking tendency is very much there. And the main reason for this is because of lack of inner fulfillment. There's no inner fulfillment. People who are actually lacking this inner fulfillment, they like to go grab credit, increase their name, fame, popularity. Just like we see the example of Digvijay Pandit Roop Narayan. Yes, Roop Narayan came and he was told, come on, why do you debate such small scholars? If you really want a match, then we would suggest you go to Vrindavan. There are two great scholars called Roop and Sanatan. Go and defeat them. Then we'll accept you as a real Pandit. And what did Roop Sanatan do? They said that, oh, we are very big fools. We don't have much of intelligence. We are, after all, tiny fellows. What do you want? Said, well, if you really accept defeat, please sign this Vijay Patra. They said, definitely, why not? Please take our signatures. Without any delay, they just accept. Because they didn't want any credit. They didn't want any glory. They didn't want to basically waste time or feed their false ego. This is a Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna,
I think. Education of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We can hear you, Prabhu, sorry.
Yeah. It is little going in between, Prabhuji.
No, I think Prabhuji is, network problem.
Is it clear?
We can hear you now, Prabhu, but your video is stuck.
Suddenly it is, frozen.
Your video is frozen. Hare Krishna.
Oh, we can't hear Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, we can
Hare
hear you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Can you hear us?
Okay, I'm audible. Fine. What is the last point that you heard from me?
Roop and Sanatan signed the Vijay Patra.
They didn't want credit. They left us again. No.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji, can you?
Yes, yes. I wanted to know what is the last thing I spoke, if you can help me out with that.
Just it.
Prabhuji, so Raj Prabhuji was just saying that you were talking about Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Can you hear us?
Yes. So Rupa and Sanatan Goswami did not want credit. As a result, what happened? They signed the Vijay Patra. They said, yes, you want this, yeah, you take it. So never not aspiring for any due credit, fame. We shouldn't be aspiring for that because these things simply add on to our false ego. And ultimately, if you see, it is Krishna who has given all abilities. And it is Krishna who has given us all resources, facilities. So that we should not be very much bothered about running after credits. And whenever we feel that, oh, there's a credit seeking tendency in us, I really want to grab that credit. It's actually because of our mentality to impress others. So there is one shloka I can give all of you, which you read, definitely two things will happen. This is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, verse number 42. It says, 41. So this verse gives us both humility as well as freedom from envy. You become prideless as well as free from envy. How does it happen? So this verse says that whatever opulence, whatever glory, and whatever finest and amazing things that we observe in this world are ultimately opulence of Krishna. They are Krishna's opulences. So that way, if we are possessing something, we'll feel humble because this is not ours. That's Krishna's opulence. Somebody's ability to cook, somebody's ability to dress, somebody's ability to speak, somebody's ability to sing. These are all nothing but different opulences of Krishna. One has simply received them to engage in Krishna's service. So this makes one humble. And suppose we are envious of somebody who is having all these things. Oh, I'm envious of that person. Well, please understand that is also a manifestation of Krishna's opulence. So when we read this 10th chapter, 41st shloka, we read it with a purport, yes, thoroughly, then we will understand that actually nothing belongs to us. So don't be proud of feathers which are borrowed plumes of peacock's feather. Yes. How many of you have seen sometimes people, they decorate themselves with peacock feathers? Yes, they are nothing but borrowed plumes. Do we grow feathers on our body? No, we don't grow peacock feathers. But they are beautiful, so sometimes people may decorate. But they are borrowed plumes. So this loka will definitely help us practically not to take credit. Even when Ramanand Rai, he was having Rasa Tattva discussion with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before opening the discussion, he clarified that, see, I wish to clarify one thing very clearly, that it is you who are making me to speak. I am just a puppet in your hands. So whatever you are inspiring me to speak about Rasa Tattva, I am going to speak. Yes? So it is although you are asking me a question, you are only making me speak. Similarly, Rupa Goswami, when he wrote very wonderful poetry, wonderful verse in glorification of the holy name, Tunde Tandavanim Pratim Vitanate Tundavani Labhyate. So this particular shloka when he had written, so it is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates understood that actually you have empowered Rupa Goswami to write the shloka just as you empowered Ramananda Rai to speak Rasatattva. So this is the right way. If you find some preacher, you find some preacher, right? We can say Krishna has very nicely empowered you to preach. Krishna has very nicely empowered you to sing. Krishna has very nicely empowered you to cook. So that's all Krishna's empowerment. So in this way, our credit seeking mentality will be choked. Next. Hare Krishna. With regards to chanting continuously, there's a verse in the Shikshashtakam. Anyone knows what is that verse? With regards to chanting continuously. Yes. Trinada api shuni chena, taror api sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtanya sadahari. Actually, this kirtanya sadahari is instruction of Mahaprabhu as well as instruction of Krishna. Krishna also says, what is the quality of a Mahatma? Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dradavrata. Navasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Mahatmas are those people, the great souls, who constantly chant my name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But if you want to chant constantly, we need three things. And it all starts with Pranada Api Shunichena, which is humility. Next aspect. Through humility, we can choke the false ego. And the embodiment of humility is actually Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami knew so many languages. He knew around 25 to 30 languages. He was a minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, a great scholar of Sanskrit, had studied Srimad Bhagavatam very deeply, but still, when he went and approached his spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, in Benares, what was his attitude? He had a straw between his teeth, went and offered prostrated obeisances, and asked, "Ke ami? Kene amai jaratapatroy? Who am I? And why am I suffering these threefold miseries? The general folk, they consider me to be a great scholar, and I am such a big fool that I believe it." Humility. Yes. So if we cannot act humbly on a practical sense, for us, humility is honesty. We be honest. Let's be honest to ourselves. Let's be honest to, basically be honest to yourself. That's more important. Let's not bother so much about others. Being honest to oneself is also a great skill. It's a great art by which one can choke this false ego. And let's try to be humble in our actions, in our speech. Yes. Simple way of being humble is addressing each other as Prabhu, Mataji, giving that respect. This is practical humility. When we see Vaishnavas, have darshan of Vaishnavas or lordships, we offer pranam, obeisances. That is also humility. That increases one's humility. So through our actions and through our speech, practically, we can practice humility. We may not have the humility that acharyas have. No, that's a quality of soul. But let's at least be honest. Be honest. That is also a big thing. Don't bluff and lie unnecessarily. Be honest of what we are. Correct? So that is humility. The next aspect is to have an open hearted conversation. Guhyam akhyati prichati. Open conversation with somebody who is spiritually superior to us. Somebody who is more practiced than us in bhakti. One who has more realization than us in bhakti. We associate with them and reveal our heart in confidence. Speak to them practically of what problems we are facing. Just like we see Narada Vyasa Samvada. Vyasdev was least bothered of what people are going to talk about him. Vyasdev was not bothered. Come on, my best piece of work, Srimad Bhagavatam, is going to have my fault. People are going to first look at my faults and then they're going to read through Srimad Bhagavatam. Come on, what is this? Everybody, the whole world will come to know that I am despondent. The whole world will get to know that I am mentally disturbed. My problems and anarthas are going to be seen by this entire world. No, he did not care. All he was worried was, let me have an open-hearted conversation with my spiritual master, Narad Muni. Let me reveal my problem. Let me reveal my anartha. Of course, we don't reveal anartha in public. Or we don't go and reveal anartha to many devotees. That will disturb many. Somebody is qualified to guide us, or somebody is appointed by the Guru Parampara to guide us. We can go and reveal heart in confidence and speak of our faults and try to get some solutions. Personally, my counselor, my superior, he has told me that whenever you talk to me, I don't want to know about your glories. I want to know about the faults that you're suffering. What are the problems in your heart that you're undergoing? I am more interested in that. Because revealing such things will keep you humble. And thus you can choke your false ego. So having such open conversations is very important. So just to again, once again, go back and recap. First thing is see for credit taking tendency. That has to be given up. So give credit to Krishna. Prabhupada said, give the Nobel Prize to Krishna. That's what Prabhupada writes in his quest for enlightenment, that book. Give Nobel Prize to Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is doing everything. We are nothing but acting instruments. Oh, come on, Prabhu, you preached and brought about such a wonderful community. Oh, wonderfully, a wonderful community came about despite my presence. This should be our consciousness. Despite me being there, a fool like me being there, such a wonderful community came about. How glorious is Krishna? Next, humility in practical speech and actions. Somebody is coming up with an argument, it's no problem. We can fold hands and be humble. Once what happened, there was a devotee coming out from his parking lot. And there was another person coming this way. And the devotee almost came like this and they were about to collide. They didn't collide, but they were about to collide. And the other person was coming in the car. He was going to give a very bad abuse. But this devotee, all he did was like this. He just closed his, as he was driving, he just folded his palms and bowed down his head. He looked up, that person was gone. Yes, this is the power of humility. Don't get into all such arguments and fights. The third one is open conversation with a superior, counselor, mentor, where we reveal our anarthas. We don't safely guard our anarthas and block it. We reveal whatever problems we have, we reveal and we accept, be open-hearted to even accept the solution and chastisement if needed. We should be ready. Next is to hear, to remember and discuss Krishna Tattva more. So reading and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya-charitamrita, to improve our understanding of this Krishna Tattva. This is very important. Because ultimately, our society is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There's a company, construction company, which is called as, I'll just type it, you can see. This is a very famous company in Gujarat. So I'd gone to Gujarat and I told him to take me to ISKCON. And the cab driver took me and dropped me in ISKCON. This particular, there was a society called ISKCON. They dropped me here. I said, this is a society without Krishna. I want a society with Krishna. ISKCON. ISKCON. So how can we keep Krishna in the center of our society? Where there is K, the Krishna. That is possible by hearing and discussing Krishna Katha. That means hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Correct? So this is very important. In fact, it is said that our real dharma, Prabhupada says, the real occupation of every Krishna conscious devotee is to simply hear and discuss Krishna. That's all. This is the real objective. And the goal of preaching is to engage others also in hearing and discussing Krishna. And when we do dharma, this is our dharma. And when we do dharma, artha will automatically come. That means all other things necessary for fulfilling the management, facilitating all other activities, they will all automatically come. If we simply do our dharma, which is Shravanam Kirtanam, that is the Krishna Tattva. Without developing or discussing this Krishna Tattva, it is impossible to choke the false ego. Last but not the least, engage in menial services. This is very important. Once there was a person taken to it, he entered the temple. And he asked, what is this? He said, this temple is a place of service. Okay. You would like to do some service? And this person said, yes, I would like to do some service. But before that, I want to see what are all the services there. So he saw that there were some devotees who were mopping the floor. He saw that some of them were cooking. Some of them were making garlands. Some of them were worshipping the deities. And finally, after looking at everything, this person pointed out, I want that service. He pointed to a speaker who was speaking Bhagavatam. I want that service. I want to do that service. For that, you have to become qualified to do that service. So first, engage in menial services. And menial services really inspire. I'll tell you two instances. In one temple, what happened was, there was a very important leader who had come to the ISKCON temple. Yeah, so I want to meet your temple president. I want to meet your temple president. Where is your temple president? The devotee said, oh, temple president, he must be cleaning the bathrooms. What? He's cleaning the bathroom of the ashrams? That was very inspiring. President cleaning the bathroom? Oh, yeah, it was fact. It's a true story. I don't want to quote the name of the temple. And I don't want to quote the name of the devotee, but we know him very well. He was doing that. And the person was really taken aback. That means he is very close to freedom from false ego. Doesn't consider oneself. Again, similar, another temple. There was a devotee there were two newcomers. Newcomers. They had come to the temple. So they saw that they were welcomed with a great smile. Their footwear was taken, put in a bag, and they got a token. After they received the token, they went inside. They saw devotees who had kept the temple very clean. They saw that there were beautiful temple hall kirtans going on. The deities were decorated very gorgeously. Very nicely, the devotees came and welcomed them to have the khichdi prasadam in the drone. And after all this was happening, they were very impressed. And they wanted to know who's the person who's leader of this entire setup. So they asked one devotee who was chanting Hare Krishna, who's the leader? He said, leader, please, I'll come. I'll take you to the leader. And that was the devotee who was at the chapel stand. He was taking the footwear and he was keeping it there. He was taking care of the footwear. They said, oh, this person is the leader of the community and he's taking the chapels. That really inspires. That inspires others. At the same time, we become free from false ego. That's the discussion on choking the false ego. Once again, could we revise? C4?
Credit, taking credit.
Yes. Yeah, we should be. Thank you, Anand Vilaspu. Not taking credit. Yes, exactly. So that's a tendency. We have to negate it. Very good. And that will happen when we give the credit to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 10.41. All right. Next.
Humility
in our speech.
Practical.
And practices. Very correct. Very good. That is, it's not artificial. This is very natural. This is what Prabhupada taught. This is Vaishnava culture. The currency of our Vaishnava culture is actually
you. Exactly.
Next. O for?
Conversation. Open-hearted conversation. Reveal problems.
Very good. Very good.
Qualified.
Yes. K for?
Krishna Tattva.
Yes.
To improve our understanding of Krishna Tattva, we should read the scriptures.
Very nice. And last but not the least, E for?
Engage in menial services.
Very good. Engage in menial services. So these are the five tips on choke the false ego. Because why I focus more on this? This is for my personal application. And when I read this particular purport, I found it very, personally for me, it was quite theoretical. But this purport will become practical for us if we choke the false ego. That is why even Jadabharat invested a lot of time in treating the disease, choking the false ego. And after some detachment was developed by Rahugun, that is when he goes on to explain the Krishna Tattva. So we cannot understand the signs that he's giving in verse 11, 12, 13 without actually implementing this. I'm sure the speakers who took that section would have definitely spoken something. But for my own purification, I wanted to speak this. That's why I gave a title of the previous section. I was feeling bad actually. I missed by just one verse. I could have gone to that. I would have spoken this. I say anyway, I'm going to speak it. So I spoke on this topic. Thank you very much. I think I took one extra minute. I'm so sorry for my mismanagement of time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Such a beautiful class, such a interactive class again, and such a beautiful topic. You know, we all sometime have that choking issues that we should choke it now with your class.
We get choked. We get choked by the false ego. But now is the turn to choke the false ego instead. The best form of attack is the best form of defense is attack. That's what they teach. So let's not defend against false ego. Let's attack the false ego directly. Yes.
Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions or realizations, please go ahead, raise your hand and Litangi Mataji.
I have one question, Prabhu. Am I
audible? Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Who?
It is a general question. Whether a pure devotee is the ultimate perfection of the human life, I can say. Whether the good devotee or almost a pure devotee, whether he can become the great scholar at the same time.
Yes. You see our lineage of acharyas. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Rup Sanatan Goswami, Jiv Goswami, they are all great scholars. At the same time, they are pure devotees because pure devotees have certain qualities. I'll give you this section. You can go and refer to the 26 qualities of Vaishnava. It says, I will recite, Kripalu Adrita Droha Satyasara Sarma Nidosha Vadanya Midu Suchi Akinchana Sarvopakara Kashanta Krishneka Sharana Aniya Amihaspira Vichita Shatguna Mitta Bukha Pramatta Manada Mani and Gambira Karuna Maitra Kavi Daksha Moni. So, a devotee is Daksha, expert. That quality comes because he is Krishneka Sharana. Of all these 26 qualities, the most important quality is Krishneka Sharana. That is to surrender to Krishna. And automatically Krishna reveals everything. Prakashante Mahatmanaha. So, they become a scholar. So, the goal of devotees reading scripture is to become devotee, not to become scholar. That's the objective of us reading Bhagavatam or discussing Bhagavatam. And becoming of scholar will happen automatically. Right? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janeti Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chatata Haitukam. Your knowledge and Vairagya will automatically come if you're having Bhakti. Right?
Whether the aspiring to become the scientifically advanced person, it can be considered as a material desire or not?
It is a material desire, tinged with Jnana. That's Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Our goal behind reading scripture is to be a devotee, to serve Krishna, how to surrender to Krishna, how to serve devotee. That should be the objective. And becoming a scholar will be a byproduct which will be offered. It will be offered to you. It's a byproduct. You don't have to work for it. But if that is your aspiration, then that is Jnana Mishra Bhakti. It's tinged with Jnana.
But how to manage
that is not pure bhakti. No.
But spiritual at the same time, scientific advancement.
Initially, it will be there. At least know the right goal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Are you all able to hear me?
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji. Just.
Okay, I'm back. Hare Krishna, can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji. Audible now.
Okay. So now this follow-up question he's asking is how, what if that aspiration is there? Well, no problem. You continue, but understand what that is not the right aspiration. So admitting one's fault, that, oh, well, I want to become a great scholar and impress others. That fault is there in me. But still, let me continue the process of Srimad Bhagavatam, seeking for prema, and that anartha will be purified, definitely. But adamantly being attached to one's attachments, that is something that will not let the bhakti process purify you. That is what the 10th offense is. What is the 10th offense against the chanting of the holy name? To maintain material desires, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Right? So we don't have to maintain material desires. We have to purify the material desires. So we pray to Bhagavatam, pray to Vaishnavas that the desire for scholarship be purified.
But Prabhu, being in a spiritual world, trying to be the scientifically advanced person, it is not for a material desire, not to get the appreciation from others, not for the sake of getting appreciation, but for the self-satisfaction. Okay. So how to manage that? How to balance the both?
If you're reading the scriptures to be a scholar, that is not the right motivation. Sorry. Prema Pumurto Mahan. The purpose of reading scriptures is to attain prema. So although you want to be, you will get that satisfaction only when you get.
Because of our professional life. So if you want to become a kind of advancement in the professional life, at the same time having
okay professionally
life. Yes.
No, we need not aspire for advancement in professional life. We'll keep doing our duty. Advancement will come if Krishna wants. What is my prescribed duty? I will keep doing that. And I'll do it nicely. My goal is to please Krishna. You got it? We don't aspire to become great in this material world. No. We aspire to do what is required. We stick to the principle of pleasing Krishna. That's all.
Hari Bol Prabhu, your voice is okay. Back now, I think.
We can't hear.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, what is the last thing that you heard?
You were saying to Suresh Prabhu, you have to aspire, and then your voice got cut.
No problem. I'll turn off my video so at least answers. Now you all seen me enough. Now you can hear me. I put my video off so that we can.
Okay, Prabhuji.
I have to go to work. So can I quickly put my question actually here?
Okay, Prabhuji. Yes, Ananda Prabhu. If you have to go to work, please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so Prabhuji, in chapter 11, verse 33, it is Nimit Matra Bhav Savya Sachin. Does Krishna
yes.
want us to take the credit or claim the credit? Because he said if you win, you will enjoy, and if you lose, then you are the winner, whatever, in either case.
Yes.
So is it the
so Krishna doesn't want us to take the credit. Krishna yeah. wants us to be an instrument. Krishna wants us Nimitta Matra Bhav Savya Sachin. Yasho Labhasva is what Krishna wants to give. Yasho Labhasva, which Krishna says, that is something that he wants to give. But we should be more focused. Our focus should be on Nimitta Matra Bhava Sarve Sachin, to be an instrument. That should be our focus.
And the success with that, it will automatically follow, the credit will come or something. Is that the correct understanding? Like if you glorify Krishna, you will be ultimately glorified, right? Like Prabhupada, in case, right? Now, all over the continent, this planet Earth, Prabhupada is so much glorified because of Krishna. He glorified Krishna all the time he was absorbed. We can't hear you, I think. Probably. I'll go offline, but I'll be hearing you because I'm heading to work as well.
But we should not expect to be get glorified by glorifying Krishna. We should not aspire for that, I think.
But it comes.
I'm very very sorry for the very poor internet connection. I don't know what's happened. It must be really disappointed device.
We can hear you well, Prabhu. Now
can you hear me? I'll keep my videos off. Video off. Yeah. Yes.
It's very good.
Anand Vilas Prabhu's question is answered. I don't know how much was heard.
No, Prabhuji.
If you can please.
Should I speak it once again?
Yes, please, Prabhu. Yes.
I'll just do one thing. I'll log in from another device. Let's see if that works.
Okay, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Prabhuji has joined. Can someone...
Hare Krishna? Yeah.
Perfect.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. So I just was checking if I have answered Raj Prabhu's question. Oh, not Raj Prabhu.
Anant Vilas Prabhu's questions.
Anant Vilas Prabhu's question. Yes, yes.
Prabhu, if you can repeat that. That
was it answered?
If you can repeat that.
Prabhu, oh, yes.
That, great. Thank you.
See, sure. So in the 11th chapter, as he had asked, in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells this to Arjuna that tasmat tvam uttishta yasho labhasva. You will get yasha, means you get the credit, you get the... So Krishna wants Arjuna to get the credit. But that doesn't mean we should be wanting to take the credit. We should be more focused on nimitta matram bhava sadhisachi. Our focus should be on becoming an instrument. That should be our focus. Right? So Krishna may give credit, may not give credit. That's up to him. But what is our understanding? What's our consciousness? We want to be an instrument, just be a puppet in the hands of Krishna. That's it. Like Prabhupada in his diary, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, what does he say? Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. Please, you have brought me here to this Boston Harbor, to America. Now make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. Yes. So he was more interested in being an instrument rather than grabbing the credit. So credit is something we need not bother. If Krishna wants, he will give us. Otherwise, he may not give it. Okay. What is good for us, he will give. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice answer. Dasanu, dasanu, das. Lalitangi Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanut pranam, sir. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. Your classes are like really audiovisual treat. And it stays imprinted so that we can follow, hope to follow. So my question is on, you were saying about revealing our faults to someone senior and who is appointed and who can guide us. So yes. The point is, the false ego works there also. That I can see maybe gross faults, but many things I don't see my faults. So how do I mean, what do I reveal?
Yes, the very fact that we are not able to see faults, that is also a fault. We think we are perfect.
Right.
Then we may see many times there are certain things that we introspect and we learn. Mm. There are certain things that other Vaishnavas observe and they are revealed there also. And many times the seniors and the superiors are so very well trained that they can throw some questions to us and our ignorance can be revealed through that also. And the very fact that we are willing to submit, this itself pleases Krishna and gives a lot of mercy in our life. Now that is the whole purpose, to humble ourselves down. Right? So if we don't have anything to reveal, suppose we are not able to find fault, then we can ask questions also. Well, I'm not able to be self-introspective. This is called as Atma Nirikshana. This is something which is very vital. Every Vaishnava should be introspective, to vigilant, to find out what are one's anarthas. But I'm not able to do that. That's an inquiry. We can make inquiries. There's no problem. Basically, there has to be some question and answers. Yes?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Very few people, they reveal, right? What, even if we ask. That's one solution, to ask what is, I'm not able to see the faults. But is there any other way to, increase our introspection or really...
Write diaries. Write diary. At the end of the day, you can write. Start. So what happens is, when you start communicating with yourself, you get to know yourself. Some people may have poor intrapersonal skills, which means they don't exactly know or feel what they're feeling. They don't get to know that. But for them, it's recommended that you start writing diaries. Yes. When you write diaries, things start coming out from your heart. That's a very good practical technique you can try to apply.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Every time you give the verse, the nectar and the purports, and also something practical that we can apply with very wonderful acronym as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for accepting my humble service.
Very bold. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Deepika Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You took us straight away to the OT theater, Prabhuji, to perform the surgery even without telling us. You know?
I'm so sorry. The surgery was actually to be done on me.
No. Okay. Prabhuji, I just heard something. I think I heard it from His Grace Amarendra Das Prabhuji's lecture. So I just want to share. He said, yes. Pride is ignorance of reality. And humility is seeing reality as reality. This is what he said, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that was very nice. And you spoke about humility, you know.
I tried to speak in similar lines as His Grace Amarendra Prabhu. I just said humility at our stage practically is honesty.
Yes.
That means accepting the reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not our statement. It's not Amarendra Prabhu or Sanatana Dharmadas' statement. This is spoken by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Okay. And Prabhuji, like there's this shloka in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa. So when you contemplate, you know, so with that on the sense objects, you know.
Yes.
Similarly, like as soon as you are praised or by somebody, so immediately you tell your mind, you know, that choke, come on, choke yourself. You remember. So we remember like that.
Okay. At least for a few days, we'll remember. And you want to remember it for more time, then please share this choke formula with many more people. Then you'll remember for little more time. That was my attempt. I heard this from my spiritual master. I just sutraized it for my own study. I should remember it, so I sutraized it. And I spoke it to all of you. Now, next time you will all check me. Are you following it or not? That's why I share it with maximum Vaishnavas. They'll keep a check on me. Thank you. Yes.
That would be very beneficial to increase our humility quotient.
Yes. Very true.
Devotees, if anybody has any other questions or realization, please go ahead. Prabhu, I have one small question if nobody has question.
Yes.
At the very start of the class, you know, when you were saying there is a soul, there is a subtle body, and then there's gross body. And then sometime we realize our subtle body. What is the example when we realize our subtle body?
When you're thinking, your mind thinks, your intelligence plans. Yes, your false ego refuses Krishna consciousness. Don't we realize that time? It only happens when you are in the path of bhakti. When you are normally doing sense gratification, you are completely forgetful. But when one starts performing some variety of transcendentalism, of course, the karma, jnana and yoga, karma is not transcendental. Jnana, yoga and bhakti are transcendental paths. So when you are doing jnana and yoga, which we cannot do in Kali Yuga, that is when you start realizing this subtle body. Otherwise, we cannot. A bhakta can introspect because bhakta becomes inwardly introspective. He starts and like, yes, see my mind, how my mind is cheating me. See how my intelligence is planning so much for sense gratification. So that's how we understand. We get to experience the subtle body.
Very true, Prabhu. Yes. Now that you're saying yes, we realize sometime even chanting, we are not, but we have to be with Krishna, but we are with our WhatsApp or email or thinking about our, that's so true, Prabhu. Thank you so much. That's nice. Devotees, if anybody has any other questions, please go ahead.
Prabhuji, in addition to the gross and subtle body, one more, the casual body is also there. I think it is having some habits. Could you throw some more light on that?
We need to understand that the causal body that you're referring to is sum total of everything. That's what it means. The living entity, which you say, is matter plus the spirit, inclusive of everything. So it's nothing different. It's a holistic view. You get it right? There's nothing separate from that.
Okay.
When you're talking about living entity in this material existence, it means gross body plus subtle body plus the soul. On the other hand, the soul has the constitutional position in the spiritual world. Of course, the same constitutional positions, the soul shrinks down in the form of a small seed and comes in this material world. On the other hand, when the soul bhukta bhoga parityakta dushta doshat nishyashah na ishvarasya ashubham datte sve mahimni stitasyacha. One can again expand back into that constitutional position provided one chokes the false ego and accepts Krishna. Krishna's service humbly. That is spoken in Bhagavatam. Okay?
Okay,
bro. Okay, thank you all very much.
I think Deepika Mataji has something to say.
Another question is there. Okay. Please go ahead.
Sorry, Prabhuji, I know you have to go back but to your services. But Prabhuji, for a devotee, the subtle body is spiritualized. And for the person who's not a devotee, who's in Brahman realization, so his subtle body is destroyed, right? Because he has no material desires.
Correct.
So then he goes to the in the Brahman platform. So then how does he come back to perform devotional service or to go ahead with his journey of, you know, bhakti yoga or something? He stays there only?
Yes, a person may stay there for some, that is metastable state, that is not permanent.
Yeah.
If he gets the mercy of a pure devotee, suppose the devotees are passing through Brahmajyoti and he accepts their mercy, he can go ahead to practice bhakti. Otherwise, regularly what you see is the person, because of want of rasa, want of exchange, want of meaningful relationships, falls down to material platform, unfortunately. But one good thing that has happened is karma is nullified. He doesn't have any karma. But now he's bound again in this material world because of want of rasa or relationships, which is very natural for the soul.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. Because there's no spiritual activity there, so he has.
Yes. Very right.
Right. Because to go to that level also of becoming Brahman realized, it's quite a high stage in the sense.
It's going high and falling down. It's meaningless. Why Shastras condemn it? Bhagavatam condemns. See, other Shastras glorify it. Bhagavatam condemns it because it's like going high and then falling down again. What is the use? Got it, na? So better accept the lotus feet of Lord. That's what Bhagavatam says.
Thank you.
That is the impersonalist approach, it seems.
Yes.
Prabhuji, there is one more question in chat. Do you have time to take that question, please, Prabhu?
I can take one last question.
The question is from Aparna Mataji. Is it justified if we take credit of spiritual practice? The second is, are karmas and credit of spiritual practice one and the same? Because whatever we will do in this life will be our karma for the next birth.
Actually, there's a long answer to this. I wish to give it. Can we take this question next time? Because I want to justify it properly.
Sure, Prabhu. Why not?
Okay. If I'm called next time, if you all consider it appropriate, if you call me next time, I'll answer.
We want you and we love to have you with us.
Thank you for such a kind gesture. Thank you, Prabhu. It encourages me a lot.
We want your mercy as much as you can give us.
And I'll fix my internet next time. Pakka promise. I'll fix it.
It was very nice, Prabhu. There was just a little bit of issue, not much.
See, Vaishnavas are so merciful. They forgive the fault so easily.
Yeah, a little bit is only 2 minutes, Prabhuji. You already said you are not planning your time. It is only for 1 minute. So you are already ahead of time, Prabhuji. You are not.
But there is
because of the internet problem. You just went a little bit more on the time, but not because of the planning.
Yes. It was all good, Prabhuji. There is only one little issue. That you put all of us on the video and you are not on video.
If I put on the video, then you're not going to hear me also. I want to be with all of you. I'm seeing all of you. I want to be with all of you. That's why I'm off the video because.
Okay.
Next time I'll get my net. I'll get it fixed.
So, Prabhuji, you want to show us the experience who are not coming on video? How it will be?
Thank you.
That was a sixer.
No, that was not my intention actually.
Put on video.
That's Mathis's interpretation. That's not my intention. Thank you. It feels so lively to be with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful class.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Grantashma
Bhagavatam ki jai.
Let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji for such a beautiful class and his time and his association again and again for this group. Vancha Kalapataru
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maharaj Sathya Devi.
Hare Krishna.
To all the devotees. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, my dear. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji will end the call, Mataji.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you took host, Mataji. Go ahead.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Closing the call to the devotees for today.
Hare Krishna.